This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people gathered at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs last week to rally for their mission to ban access to abortion. That's as the U.S. Supreme Court could soon overturn Roe v. Wade. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Welcome to Sea Life 22.
Focus on the Family started its annual Sea Life event only back in 2019. But evangelical Christians and other abortion rights opponents packed into the organization's massive chapel Tuesday to hear from conservative celebrity commentators like talk show host Candace Owens and columnist Ben Shapiro.
We meet tonight on the verge of the greatest pro-life victory in half a century.
Those speakers say if Roe is overturned, the battle over abortion access will play out state by state. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Today marks 1 year since the Old Town Arvada shooting that left 3 people dead. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A gunman headed out for police and headed to the town square during the busy lunch hour. He killed an Arvada police officer, Gordon Beasley. Then a Good Samaritan, Johnny Hurley, killed the gunman. Then another Arvada officer killed Hurley, mistaking him for another shooter. The city plans to memorialize Officer Beasley in a private ceremony, but will have a police car parked outside of the headquarters as a public tribute. The officer who killed Hurley has since left the department. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
States in the Colorado River Basin have 60 days to create a plan to stop using millions of acre-feet of water, or the federal government will step in. Camille Tootin is commissioner of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation.
The unprecedented is now the reality and a normal in which reclamation must manage our systems. A warmer, drier West is what we are seeing today.
States need to cut their water use by 2 to 4 million acre feet. 2 Coloradans repeated as winners of the Mount Washington Road Race in New Hampshire this weekend, running up New England's highest peak. Joseph Gray of Colorado Springs led the men's field. Kim Dobson of Eagle was the fastest woman in the race. It's mostly sunny across Colorado today, highs in the 80s around Denver. This is CPR News.